Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention for one moment, please. Folks, he will be available to answer questions in the vendor room shortly. We do have a table set up for him. Real quick before you all file out of here, that means stop leaving for those of you headed for the exit. Yesterday I had to come up on stage in a lot of the different areas and chastise all of you for being jerks, idiots, and immature. It wasn't directed at all of you. It was directed at a select few who were idiots, jerks, and dumb shits. We'd like to extend from the staff a thank you to all of you for making this once again a very successful convention. We had very few incidents this year. Everyone acted very nicely, very professionally, and very adult. We hope you all had a very good time. Except for the what? Except for the naked guy by the pool. Yeah, that was performance art, sir. Coming from Germany, I thought you'd know that. Since you guys walk around naked all the bloody time. That and you stuff whatever you can into a pigskin. And call it a sausage. Cheers, mate. Once again, we want to extend a very, very heartfelt thank you. Please give yourself a round of applause. We really appreciate it. We hope, like I said, that you all had a very good time. Several of the people who did cause trouble are no longer at the convention, by the way. Las Vegas Metro came by and took care of the issue. And we apologize to anyone who had to deal with them. On that note, this is the last day, folks. We're kind of down to the end of the inning here. Bottom of the ninth, we're now trying to spot as many feds as we can. Actually, I'll get to you in a second. Yep, bring them on down. By the way, does anyone have, I haven't found the reporting crew yet, the update on the hacker love connection. Several of his fellow OSI agents came by and briefed me in, and they said, hopefully the camera will save you. Come on up. Come here. Come on. Here she is, folks. She's still in one piece. She's not in a hole in the desert somewhere. Let us really quickly bang on a spot the Fed. If I should take a seat, we want to find out all about what happened. Go ahead in the microphone. Oh, she's blushing. Can we pot up the mic over here? Are we live? Try now. Get real close. Say hello. The microphone hello. Is your friend. It won't bite you.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. I think he's a Fed.
You think he's a Fed?
Didn't we go through this yesterday? Guilt by association.
Guilt by association. Ooh. Well, sir?
Yes, she's right.
That was just too easy. Just giving in. You must be Air Force, sir. Well, I mean, come on. Hardship for them is not having a hot meal. You know, the Army goes out in the field, runs through the mud, is wet, cold, and tired. I'm listening to some Air Force guys yesterday. Yeah, you know, God, I had to eat some cold MREs. You had MREs? You're ahead of the game. Yeah, and we had to sleep on cots with no air conditioning. Ooh. It was a balmy 104 yesterday.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, they were staying in the Holiday Inn. It was rough. We had guys sleeping up in the grass here after vomiting on each other. So who are you with, sir?
NSA NIAP.
Ooh. Would you care to tell the audience who don't know what that is?
Well, the NIAP is the activity that Phil was talking to you just a few moments ago. And it's the National Information Assurance Partnership, and it's an NSA NIST partnership that is attempting to... Excuse me? The guy behind me. Okay. It's a program that's intended to improve the information assurance for the nation's activities.
Why don't you grab one?
We also hand out cards.
Are you recruiting, sir?
I'm sorry, I missed.
That's quite all right. Are you recruiting?
Absolutely a recruiter. Come on up, those of you that
How
are interested.
How much you worth?
It's one of those secrets.
That's your opinion. His answer was a lot.
You bet.
Yeah, stock options. Yeah, sure. We'll give you T-bill. Yeah, we have something called treasury bills.
Thanks.
Something about killing? Oh, yes. I had a dollar for every time I heard that. She said, if we told you, we'd have to kill you. I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I'd be retired, living on an island that I own.
Yes.
Seriously, you are recruiting?
We are recruiting. What we want you to do is go out to that NIAP webpage and take a look at what we do. And those of you that are interested, please go ahead and drop us a note. The URL's on that webpage.
Actually, they probably already know who you are, so just step outside your house, smile and wave. That'll be the signal. They'll pick that up. I'm sorry, what? Exactly. They'll come to you. What? Just walk out and smile for the satellite picture. By the way, they're really tired of this, so knock it off. Anything else you'd like to say? I'm sorry if you were in the Air Force, sir. It's just
no, not Air Force.
Okay.
No, yeah, there is something that I'd like to say. I think we need to give this guy a big round of applause for doing one heck of a good job.
Thank you for embarrassing me, sir.
Hey, that gets me off the stage quicker.
Okay, now it's my turn to be
faced
red.
Look, he's blushing.
I think she likes me. Where's the film crew? Actually, I do know the NSA is recruiting. I do know the CIA is recruiting. I do know that several federal agencies are recruiting. I would strongly encourage you to go ahead and look into that at their various websites. They definitely are in desperate need of people like us. In more ways than you know. Funny story. I remember a few years ago working with the Bureau where I was talking to people who did bank robbery for 25 years and are now cyber crime specialists. Had no idea even how to turn a computer on. They have come a long way, though. There are some very good people out there. They are bringing the salary standards up to competitive levels. I think the NSA is probably paying about 70 to 80 cents on the dollar now in terms of the industry standard, which is actually very good for a government job when you think about it. And they also have a very great benefits package. Any education that you want up to and through PhD and special research, I think they cover with carte blanche anywhere you want to go. They strongly encourage it. And you're building a new campus, aren't you?
Absolutely.
It's a little city into itself, right?
Absolutely.
Shopping mall, Wolfgang Puck's,
absolutely. Places that I don't know about, but yeah.
Exactly.
There.
Small places like Corbin Dane. So, again, we strongly encourage you, if you keep yourselves clean, there is a big shift now. When I started in this industry or this field, we were kind of doing it because it was a chess game. It was fun. It is now turning into a very lucrative career. So I would strongly encourage all of you, A, not to get arrested, to stay off the drugs, and to keep yourself clean enough so that when you get to the point where you can go out and look for employment, those of you who are under 18, that you do look at this field as a career choice. I also strongly encourage you to go to college and get a degree. A lot of you say that really doesn't matter, but actually it does. So that's kind of my soapbox, and thank you again for the round of applause, but it's actually you folks who made it possible. So again, I would give yourselves a round of applause. We're just here to make sure you have a good time. We'll get you a short show.
Couldn't have done it better. Hey, another big, big round of applause for that last pick.
It's also kind of funny that last year we did a big whole NSA thing and everyone thought I was NSA biased and I had several other three-letter agencies coming up and going, what about us? So we do want to give the CIA and the FBI equal time. So if you guys want to come up, do the pitch. Anybody? Don't leave. It's okay. Come on up. I guess you totally be spotted. We'll get you a shirt shortly.
Thank you.
Right now, we do want to get an update on what happened with the Hacker Love Connection. Funny that the OSI agent isn't here. Are you out there, sir? Or did she bury you in the desert? Come on down, sir. That's a nice black eye you have. Take a seat right there. Do we need to have attorneys present? Or? There's a mic for you right there. You know, I was in my priest robes last night looking for you. We had a chapel and everything.
Oh, cool.
Well, folks, what happened?
Well, first, I got there, and he wasn't anywhere to be seen. For like...
So the whole idea is to wind them and dine them
minutes.
First.
I didn't see him anywhere.
Who exactly is the chick in this relationship?
But he did. It happened that he was on one side of the room and I was on the other. And he did see me and he came up to me and we spent the rest of the evening together. We danced. We went to the bar. Got me a drink.
Just one?
A couple.
Big spender.
Yeah. And yeah. And
beer's cheap.
That was about it.
That was about it?
Yeah.
Sure nothing else happened? Watch the sunrise together?
I don't...
No comment?
Yeah.
On advice of general counsel, I like not to answer that question on the grounds I may incriminate myself. Is that what you're looking for?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We grant you conditional immunity, so go ahead and answer the question. I'm sorry, unconditional immunity. Transactional? Spot him as a Fed.
Well, the reason why I was late was I wasn't planning on going to the black and white ball, so I had to go to make a side trip to Macy's to actually buy, you know, some clothes.
Tell me again about government salary, sir. Guy's shopping at Macy's. I'm over at JCPenney. He's shopping at Macy's.
First place I found.
I
was in a rush.
You were in a rush. Well, from your perspective, what happened, sir? Tell us the gory details. Is she a good kisser? Why are you blushing, sir? You're supposed to be an OSI agent. Saved by the cell phone. It's his friends calling to harass him. Dude, you're on stage!
Well, actually, it never really got that far. We kind of left it. Hey, there's still another night.
Sorry? You what? I'm sorry. We didn't hear that.
No, there's still another night.
There's
still tonight. I was a gentleman. I was being.
You were a gentleman.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Why don't I believe
sometimes
you?
Sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes. No.
You know, I was going to dig a hole for you, but you're doing a great job all by yourself.
I do a very good job on my own.
Is the film crew here? Come on up. This is your 15 minutes of fame for being in front of the camera. Why don't you tell us from your perspective what you guys shot and saw? We're hoping for a little X-rated action, so.
Well, we didn't find them for a while because they were in the darkness of the, can I see you? In the darkness of the rave. So when we ran into them, they were.
In the corner making out?
No. They were.
He was in the corner making out with another man.
No, they were very sweetly talking.
In a rave, they were talking.
No.
You guys got to get your stories straight. Is anyone from the Bureau Interrogation Department here? Can we have you come up?
No, we ran into them outside of the rape.
Okay.
And they were...
making out?
I just want them to be making out.
It makes for better TV that way.
Okay, they were making out.
Come on, we all seen that Love Connection show, right? Where, like, within 15 minutes, they're already in bed. You know, not based on real life at all.
But yes, they're also ugly.
I didn't say they were pretty. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Beer. Yeah.
And in the eye of the beer. Thank you. What? You want to take your clothes off, sir? You can do some performance art for us? There's a German right in front of you. I'd be more than happy to help. Actually, in the white shirt, sir. I don't think the man in the ponytail appreciates your tongue in his ear. It's the man in the white shirt. It's the German, sir. Actually, somebody get this on film. This is great. We can sell this later. If Jenny Cam can have 80,000 subscribers at $20 a subscriber, we can definitely do DEFCON Cam. We should do a Hackers of DEFCON calendar. So what was he really like?
He's very nice.
You were just acting, weren't you, sir? That's the kiss of death. He's a really nice guy.
No. And
let's just be friends.
And he lives about an hour from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Huh?
Cheers.
Yeah, cool.
Where do you folks live? Generally, don't give us addresses, please.
Generally speaking, planet Earth.
Oh, you're brilliant. You're kidding, really?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Otho. I'm from Earth.
Right.
Yeah, no, what state? What city?
California.
California?
Northern section.
Northern Cal? I know right where you are. And, sir, what did you think of her? Sir, stop staring deeply into her eyes and please answer the question. What?
You need monitors up here.
What's that?
It's hard to hear you. You need monitors up here.
I said, what did you think of her, sir?
Oh. Well, I too thought she was very nice.
That was not his erection hitting the table. That was his cell phone dropping.
I thought she was very nice. We had a lot in common. And since she was since she lived so close to me, I felt that I should, you know.
You should not jump her on the first date.
Because she lived like on the other side of, you know, New York City or something like that. I could see it, you know, just being like a, you know, one night stand or something like that. But
there we go.
But I think
he shows his true colors.
I'm just kidding. I think she's someone who I want to get to know a little bit more and spend some more time with.
Wow. Thank you.
Did he take you out to dinner?
Huh?
Did he take you to dinner? Did he buy you dinner?
No.
Can the folks who do the sign language come up, please? I think. I think she likes me. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Never mind.
I'll ask it again. Did he take you to dinner?
No.
Okay. Sir, why didn't you take her to dinner? What kind of cheap-ass bastard are you?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really bump into her until about 9:30 last night, so by that time she had already eaten. So I asked her, though.
What was he wearing? Was it chaps, no underwear, leather vest, Captain Tennille hat?
Yeah, how did you know? Did you see him?
He's from San Francisco. I was just, you know. Isn't that, they issue that when you go in there? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Seriously, what was he wearing?
You already described
it. That was it. Super, very good.
Yeah.
Boy, are you in trouble.
Yeah, just black shirt, black pants. That worked.
Looking styling, very GQ.
Yeah, you look good.
What was she wearing, sir?
She was wearing this really nice outfit.
Pink tutu.
This bra with nothing else.
Oh, underneath her out.
On top.
On top. On top, she was wearing this this nice, tight black outfit.
Clearly, you made a lot of eye contact there, sir.
It's like Egyptian type stuff on the side.
What color are her eyes?
No, actually, we talked about that last night.
Her eyes?
Oh, yeah.
And what color are they, sir?
They're kind of a bluish gray.
Cheers, you got it right. What color are his eyes?
I was waiting for that, so I looked real quick.
Oh, you're a sharp cookie. Nothing gets past you, does it? So go ahead, sir. What was she wearing again? We covered the top, then we got kind of distracted.
Oh, so it was nice. So she had this. It was a nice, you know.
We're all living gratuitously through you, sir.
I mean, I like. She has a nice.
You're providing fantasies for the next month, sir. So do your best.
And she had like a something like Egyptian type. Looked to me like Egyptian gold type stuff on the side. She wasn't wearing any shoes. She was barefoot. Kind of like that.
So you're a footman, are you, sir? Heavily into feet, are we, sir? Why are you blushing at that question, sir? It's okay. Fetishes are okay, sir. Yours just happens to be feet.
It's one of my many, I guess.
Is that why you're in the Air Force, or the shiny boots? By the way, we know what he does. What do you do?
I'm into computers.
No shit. Go figure. God damn. I thought this was an Avon convention. Right. No, sir, that wasn't me.
Actually, although, I tried that line last night.
The Avon line?
Yeah. So somebody asked me, you know, what I was doing here, and I told them that.
Selling Avon? This man needs help right here. Right here. Sir, start with a tan. Then some blush, a little color. Take the fangs out. Seriously, what do you do? We know you work with computers. That's kind of a no-shitter.
I'm a system administrator for a ISP.
NT or Unix?
Both.
Okay.
I quizzed her.
Now, and she knows her stuff. It's a valid operating system for certain applications. I'm not sure what yet, but we'll find one eventually. Just sysadmin for ISP.
Yep.
Cool. So she's like Unix aware. That's a major value add. Unix is very sexy on a woman. Well, any other questions from the audience, folks?
What flavor? Yeah.
Cyber,
right.
Only you would ask what flavor. We'll get to that in a second. What flavor of Unix, ma'am?
I don't talk about anything. I'm not going to say anything about where I work or what version of NT.
Is it a System 5 derivative or a BSD derivative? Pick one. What service? What's the root password? It's okay. You can tell us. You're among friends.
No, that's okay.
Help you administer. We'll check for security flaws. Just tell us about your network.
Huh?
What's your IP range? Yes. So is it a System 5 derivative or is it a BSD derivative?
Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto. Planet 9 is what you're trying to say?
No, Planet Pluto.
Planet Pluto. Okay. Very good. Does it run on a PC or does it run on an actual Unix box?
I'm not going to talk about anything with my computer.
Well, okay.
Goodness gracious.
Like, oh my God. So can we count on some good footage from the press here?
Yes, we got some good stuff. They were at the bar, and we sort of did a little mini interview of how the evening was going, just like blind date. So hopefully we can edit it and put it up on the site.
Very cool. We'll look forward to seeing the footage. We'll also look forward to seeing you next year and finding out what happened. We expect at least 3 kids.
All in 1 year.
All in 1 year. It can be done. We've come a long way with genetics. Round of applause. They've been awfully good sports. And a round of applause for the press for being so kind as to film them. Come on, guys. It's the press. Give them a round of applause. On that note, I'm going to turn it over to Simple Nomad, who is going to do some work on network mapping techniques.